Welcome to the SOIC podcast. I hope each and every one of you are doing well. So in today's podcast, we'll be talking about the Bayes theorem. So basically what Charlie Munger tells us is that if you go through life without understanding probabilities, you are like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking competition. And believe me, the more time I spend and the older I get, I realize how true this statement is. So Bayes' theorem was given by Thomas Bayes way back in 18th century. It is also known as the theorem for conditional probability. So in a nutshell, what Bayes' theorem tells us is that the formula is that posterior odds is equal to prior odds into likelihood ratio. So it's a very simple concept that what happens when new information is revealed. So whenever new information is revealed, one should change their minds because the end probabilities change. But most of the times, a human mind is like a human egg. Once something enters, it gets fertilized. Similarly, whenever the old information has already taken place in our mind, we are unable to change our minds whenever new information comes to light. So one of the sayings by Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger is that throughout the year, some of their best ideas get killed whenever new information comes to light. And that is what investing is about as well, because we are investing in business, and businesses are nothing but they are dealing with future probabilities that something can happen in a business, something bad can happen, something good can happen. So let's take an example to explain the Bayes theorem. So posterior odds are basically the odds which can happen, or which are the odds after the event, is equal to prior odds into likelihood ratio. Prior odds are basically the base rates at what has happened historically in terms of probabilities, and likelihood ratio is whatever the new information you get. So let's take an example. Suppose you have a friend and you are supposed to meet your friend at 9 a.m. but your friend is almost 9 times late out of 10. So that is basically he has a 90% base rate of being late. Plus today you get to know that since you called your friend at 8:45 a.m. he is still sleeping. So that is some new information that has come to light. So being late 9 times out of 10 is your base rates, that is 90% of the times he is late. And likelihood ratio is that what is the likelihood that he will be late today as well. So at 8:45 a.m. since you call him, so since he's still sleeping and he just woke up, and the place where you're supposed to meet him is almost 45 minutes away. So that basically tells you even today he'll be late only because the likelihood ratio of him being on time today is also late. So this is the example of Bayes' theorem. But suppose another example of your friend only. So suppose again he is 90% of the times late, but today you are supposed to meet him at 9 a.m. and once you call him at 8 a.m. he is already wide awake, he has taken his shower, and he's also ready and he's already left his house to meet you. So basically he'll be there before time. So that is another information that is unearthed for you. So that basically tells us that he'll be on time today. So this is the example of Bayes' theorem. So let's understand that how Bayes' theorem we can apply in our investing and how we can apply it in our lives. First example is that is of reckless spending. So there is this idea of base rate neglect, which basically says that investors often end up neglecting the base rates, whatever the probabilities have been in the past. So the idea of reckless spending. So here the example is of Mozart. So Mozart was a very famous artist and he used to write a lot of symphonies. So I think he was one of the most famous artists. But what happened was that his income was erratic. So his income used to depend on shows. But his expectations or his expenditure was linear, or his expenditure was always growing. So he had to borrow to basically complete his expenditure. Because since his income was erratic, sometimes he used to get a lot of money, then sometimes he didn't get a lot of money, but his expenditure used to be constant. So Mozart basically borrowed a lot of money. And whenever such things happen, you know that the base rates are already against you. And the likelihood ratio is the more you borrow, the deeper you go into the debt trap. So that tells us that reckless spending without taking your income into account or without having a plan for savings is basically a recipe for disaster, because probabilities of life are stacked against you. Second example over here we have is that in some industries, it is incredibly difficult to spot winning ideas. One example that comes to my mind is very, very prominent is the NBFCs and the banking space. Now, a lot of investors think that NBFC and the banking space is sort of like a halwa business where it is very easy to spot turnarounds. But truth to be told, here the base rates are stacked against you. Basically, if you look at the banking and financial space, apart from 6-7 NBFCs or banks, there are very few banks who have created wealth or very few NBFCs that have created wealth. So here the business is incredibly difficult, right? So some of the investors who are trying to bet on turnarounds or trying to bet on companies which are loss making, which will turn into profit making companies, here the base rates are already stacked against you. Even though you can keep assessing the likelihood ratios, but if the base rates are very heavily against you, then it becomes very, very difficult. So Mr. Piramal also realized this when he had a fantastic pharma business, which was sort of like a cash cow business. And he basically entered and diversified into the financial business. And this reminds me of what Mr. Warren Buffett says, that when a management with a reputation for brilliance meets a business which has a reputation of gruesomeness, it is the reputation of the business that remains intact. Over here, the same thing happened. The management with the reputation for brilliance, that is Piramal. So basically, one can think that likelihood ratio might turn because the management has a reputation for being brilliant. But they encountered a business which had poor fundamental economics, that is a real estate NBFC. So this is why the odds were already stacked against you, right? So even today in a lot of financials or in a lot of financials that or NBFCs that you're seeing which are loss making, which are trying to turn around, or where already it is very difficult to lend, the odds are already against you. Odds are already stacked against you. Similar case applies in companies which are exposed to US generics. There is a broad-based pricing erosion that has been going on since the last 4 to 5 years in the US generic space. The reason being because the industry structure shifted. The distributors consolidated and the competition increased, and that has sort of turned into a cyclical business. So if you're betting on the Lupins or the Sun Pharmas or the companies which are purely exposed to the US generic markets, so again, that is a recipe for having odds stacked against you. It is extremely difficult to pick winners when already the winds are against you or when the odds are very against you. So this is what Bayes' theorem teaches us as well. So odds are in your favor simply if you just stay in the market. So let me just give you an example of how you can bring the odds in your favor. So one key stat which I would like to point out to you is that if you look at the Nifty returns of 2 years rolling, so basically 2 years rolling returns of Nifty, 75% of the time these returns are positive and 25% of the times these returns are negative. If we look at the 5-year rolling return of Nifty, then 94% of the time these returns are positive and 6% of the time these returns are negative. But now surprisingly, if you look at the 10-year rolling returns of the Nifty, then 100% of the time your return is positive, whereas only 0% of the time it is negative. So this is actually the power of spending time in the markets. Not only you are maximizing the base rate, but you are also maximizing the likelihood ratio. Base rates are, the longer you are there in the market, your returns will be positive. The likelihood ratio is that if you keep investing or if you have a savings plan which keeps investing in Nifty every month, so the likelihood ratio is that sooner or later you will be financially well off, even if you have a 10-12% CAGR for a very long period of time. Because this is how compounding works. And just remember, Nifty has beaten close to 57% of the large cap funds in the last 2 decades, even if we take from a very low base that was in early 2000s. Even from there, Nifty has beaten close to 57% of the large cap funds. So again, base rates are in your favor over there. So this is how you can make both the base rates and the likelihood ratio in your favor. This is the essence of Bayes' theorem. Now coming to how you can apply it in stock picking, and I'll be talking about my own mistake and two of my key successes and what I learned from that mistake. So before I start this, So I will just like to clarify that in two of the businesses I'm already invested, and in one of the business I couldn't invest, and I'm incredibly satisfied for changing my mind when the odds changed. And why am I satisfied? Because very few people are able to do this. This has been a very satisfactory journey for me in last 2-3 years, especially when the odds have changed. So one of the mistakes that I did was in a company by the name of Balaji Amines. So Balaji Amines actually allocated capital into a hotel business, and they had a fantastic chemical business which was making 30% ROC, more than that. But their incremental capital allocation plans were already very clear. Basically, the incremental capital was just going into the chemical business and not the hotel business. Now, interestingly, what happened was that my focus was on capital misallocation, and I basically gave the company totally a miss. So basically, I saw this company at a PE multiple of 5 and 6 times, and we used to be already invested in alkyl amines, and we had done a very deep dive on Balaji Amines. So somewhere in the back of my mind, I sort of knew that this company should not trade at a PE multiple of 5 to 6 times, but still it was trading at a PE multiple of 5 to 6 times when there was a market crash. Even post the recovery, it was just trading at a PE multiple of 13 to 15 times, which was actually cheap for a business that is operating in a duopolistic market. But the issue was of the hotel, of the past capital misallocation of the hotel business. But the odds changed when the incremental capital started flowing into the chemical business, because the direction of the capital allocation changed. Now, this is what matters when the future probabilities are changing, when the likelihood ratio is changing. Base rates suggest some sort of capital misallocation, but the likelihood ratio suggests that the incremental money is flowing into the business which is making more than 30% ROC. So that is why it is important to focus on the variables which matter the most at that point of time. I think this was a learning for me, so I ended up missing the company. Second key learning was from a business by the name of Hycle. So over here, I used to be invested before. So base rates were that the business is fantastic. It has a 20-year fantastic US FDA track record. There have been no US FDA regulatory issues. And it was experiencing tailwinds because they were present in the agrochemical sector, the pharma sector, and the animal pharma sector, because all the three sectors are going through massive tailwinds as of now. But what changed was that the likelihood ratio changed way back in 2019-2020, when there was a flooding incident at one of their plants, and they didn't declare that flooding incident to the investors of the company. So there was a plant shutdown and they lost sales at one of their units at Mahad. So that basically told us that the company is going through very poor disclosures, that the company has very poor disclosures. So likelihood ratio was, the likelihood ratio turned into negative, or the likelihood ratio decreased that this company can basically do well, because disclosures were very poor. You don't want to partner with managements even though they're experiencing tailwinds, but you do not know what is happening at the end of the day in the business, because you're a shareholder. And a shareholder is nothing but sort of like a business partner in the company. You're getting a share of the business, even though you're not actively invested in the business. So we have to be very careful of the managements. But in 2021, two things happened. First thing that happened is they got a 10-year contract. Second thing that happened is they changed their disclosures. Is that they very proactively disclosed that one of their products will be experiencing some disruption due to the shortage of industrial oxygen. And secondly, this time when flooding hit Mahad, they very proactively disclosed that this time due to flooding at Mahad, their plant has been shut down. So this is what Mr. Keane says, that whenever facts change, I change my mind. What do you do, sir? Similarly, I changed my mind in this business. Earlier, I lost 10 to 15% of my capital. But now this has been an incredible journey almost in last 6-7 months, because market has also realized that the likelihood ratio has changed. Posterior odds are nothing but prior odds into likelihood ratio. So prior odds, base rates were that in this sector, a lot of companies have created wealth. The entire sector is going through tailwinds. Now the likelihood ratio was that since the management had in the past, which was the part of the base rates only, that the management had a poor track record. But now due to likelihood ratio that they improved their disclosures, the track record also improved. So this is what we call the application of Bayes theorem. Third example that we have over here is that of Saregama. Now, Saregama is also a business that I've basically done my work in last like almost 2.5 years, but I never invested in this business because again here there were two capital misallocation issues which I didn't like. So one of them was that they were in a product business by the name of Saregama Karwa, and second is that they are present in the One magazine. So that magazine loses close to 1 crore a month, but they're still continuing with it. So again, I thought over there is an issue of capital misallocation. But Balaji Amin's case study taught me that if incremental direction of the capital is clear, then the likelihood ratios often end up changing. So over here they have a music licensing business. So that is a very strong cash cow business where they make more than 50-60% ROE. So that is sort of like a digital library. So I will urge you to watch our video on Saregama on YouTube. So incrementally, they announced that they will be doing more than 200 crores of content acquisition. So that again makes it very clear that where the incremental capital is flowing or wherever the direction of the incremental capital is. Now over here, prior odds or base rates are that industry is experiencing again massive tailwinds. Entire industry is growing at 12-13% and Saregama's management is guiding for 20-25% growth. Likelihood ratio turned when the incremental flow of the capital basically changed. So basically from investing in the product, now they're investing more and more into the licensing business. This is where the cash flows are going. So this is what the key variable that matters the most is basically the most important. So this is how we apply Bayes theorem in your own investing life, that avoid reckless spending and have a plan. Because just by avoiding reckless spending, you can get the odds in your favor. And just by having a plan, you can get the likelihood ratio in your favor too. And just by doing something as simple as starting an SIP in a Nifty index or Nifty Next 50 index is probably one of the easiest ways to get the odds in your favor. Thank you for joining us. I hope you liked the session. Do let us know the feedback over the email or on Twitter as well. Thank you.